So what was your best estimate in her situation in terms of what her baseline risk of relapse was, say, over 10 years, how that would be decreased by hormonal therapy, then by adding in chemo, and then adding trastuzumab on top of that?
Well, let's start with just HER2 gene amplification itself and its role in pathogenesis and lymph node negative disease and its effect on prognosis. There are a number of studies from Mike Press and others showing that HER2 is a prognostic factor even in lymph node negative disease. And if you look at a composite of many data sets over the years, many of which have not used FISH for HER2 detection, but if you look at all the data sets available, the risk for HER2, the HER2 alteration in early stage breast cancer, is probably about a 1.5-fold increased risk of recurrence. And it may actually be more than that if you use FISH selection, but if you just look at all the historical data, it increases risk by conservatively about 1.5-fold. So all bets are off with this particular case using the traditional risk assessments, including adjuvant online. So we also know that since HER2 amplification is associated with downregulation of steroid hormone receptor expression, and in as much as steroid hormone receptor expression is directly related to the utility of adjuvant hormone therapy, we know that this patient's efficacy from the hormone therapy standpoint is actually diminished compared to an average ER-positive case that's HER2 negative. So you can't really rely on what you think you know from historical data sets about the efficacy of endocrine therapy in these HER2 positive cases, because those data sets just don't apply.
So understanding that this is really starting to, you know, get into the issue of sort of the art of oncology, what was your best estimate of what her baseline risk of relapse was?
Well, I mean, I think for these node negative tumors that are, in this case, actually fairly sizable, 1.5 centimeters, she probably has a 20-30% risk of recurrence in the next 5 to 10 years. It's going to be just like a T1N1 HER2 negative case. In fact, Giovanni Paoletti looked at a cohort of over 900 primary breast cancers in a collaboration with Ram Seshadri from South Australia and published the work in the JCO. And in that paper, he found that T2N0 HER2 amplified disease has the same prognosis as T1N1 HER2 non-amplified disease.